Here's a tax tip from the Von Allman School of Accountancy and the Gatton College of Business and Economics. If you're married, you and your spouse generally can choose to file one joint tax return or two separate tax returns. If you choose to file jointly, you generally combine your income, deductions, and tax credits and report only the combined amounts. If you choose to file separately, each spouse reports only his or her income, deductions, and tax credits. Filing separately usually doesn't save taxes, while filing jointly often does, especially if only one of the spouses is working. Your marital status for tax purposes generally is determined on December 31st. For example, if you got married on New Year's Eve of 2012, you and your spouse can file a joint tax return for all of 2012, even though you were only married for the last few hours of the year. If your spouse died during 2012, you can still file jointly with your deceased spouse, provided you didn't remarry by the end of the year. For more information on the tax treatment of married couples, check with a tax professional or go to the IRS's website, www.irs.gov. Tax tips on WUKY are made possible by Commerce Lexington's Access Loan Program, which provides access to financing and business advice to start or grow a business. Tyrone Tyra can help you learn more at 226-1625.